first wasn't just a slogan for Trump. It was the cornerstone of every major domestic and foreign policy decision. In international affairs, protecting our interests on issues like trade and border security required our having leverage against reluctant allies and aggressive adversaries. Now, remember the media and globalists freak out when Trump attended his first big NATO summit? Oh, I do. They were enraged that he refused to play by the old establishment game of papering over all the differences with niceties. Well, instead, he used the occasion to put our friends on notice that America wouldn't be the sap anymore who picked up the check forever. It was time that member nations started living up to their obligations.
NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations. This is not fair to the people and taxpayers of the United States.
Of course, in the media's eyes, an American president should never ask our allies to pay up. It's so gauche and threatening.
It was an epic foreign policy fail, an easy layup missed by the United States.
It seems like the phrase leader of the free world might be obsolete based on what we saw.
They are not getting along with any of their European allies.
It is really striking the degree of hostility that Donald Trump evinces against NATO.
NATO is not like a golf club. There are no dues. There are no green fees.
I forgot that, Jim. Well, and these people are still upset about it. This was just a few hours ago.
I covered the NATO and the G7 when President Trump was there. And I said, well, what does a normal summit look like? And they said, well, first, it doesn't look anything like what you've experienced. There's the impulses of President Trump, former President Trump, the elbowing of leaders, the calling into question not what should be done in these organizations, but whether or not they should even exist. So European leaders were frankly scared. A lot of them were traumatized. And Trump, who was just openly hostile and was so mean in some ways to our European allies.